tease back. I tease back. I tease back, 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 back. Yo, we're finally back from our hiatus and ready to bring you more of that idol talk flavor in the new year. But first, let's get caught up. In this episode, we share what we've been up to during our break, officially close out 2021, and look ahead to 2022. We've got exciting things in the works, so stay tuned.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Idol Talk, where we explore South Korean pop culture one obsession at a time. My name is Nathan and I'm your host.
Hey everyone, I'm Ashley and I'm entering 2022 with a brand new son. His name is Min-chan from Very Very. He's so cute.
How was that show, Ashley?
It was good. It was the first K-pop concert that I had been to in Phoenix in a while, like maybe a year and a half. And it was at a really small theater with probably less than 500 people. It was for Very Very. It was random.
Damn, you are one out of 500. You're so special.
Dude, I literally could see like the sweat on their faces because the venue was so small and there were so little people there. It was awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like the best kind of concert.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. There's like a lot of pleasure in like just going to like the small events and just like exploring,
yeah.
You know?
Every time a K-pop group comes to Phoenix, I'm there because I really want K-pop to get big and them to come back more. So I just support anyone who comes.
You're doing your part.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris.
Hey everyone, I'm Chris, co-host, and I have two things today. Number one, I'm still very much on an Eric Nam high. I cannot stop listening to Back Again.
Yes.
Number two, I'm getting my comeback. Big Bang says they're coming back in spring. I'm so excited. Don't ask me about the TOP news because I'm still processing. I'm still trying to figure out my feelings. I'm just so excited that they're back, or they're coming back. GD Oppa, if you ever come to the US, I will be there. I will sell my kidney. I will sell my liver for me to be front row at that concert.
That was a big announcement. Mm-hmm.
I saw the Soompi article said that TOP has a contract with YG to where he'll still promote if his schedule allows.
Yeah, they made it sound like he'll be in it when he feels like it, which is ultimate.
It sounds like they're trying to wrap like a really good, really legendary career
as
YG artists. Yeah. And then they're going to like venture off and like...
Wait, don't say it.
Okay.
No.
I was going to say venture off and be Big Bang, but just like... Just less official? I don't really know.
I thought you were going to say they were going to retire. I was like, I'm not ready for that yet. Hold on. I just got my comeback.
No. Okay, well, we can talk about that on another episode.
Okay.
But thank you to the listeners for joining us. This is our first episode of the year, which means that our hiatus is over. Ooh. We're back. We're trying to be back with a very consistent set of episodes. And what we wanted to do is, first of all, tell our listeners thank you for tuning in. Follow us on Instagram at Idol Talk Pod. Don't forget to also listen to us and review and subscribe to us on all of our major platforms, including Spotify and Apple Music. And Spotify has a new rate button. So we're asking all of our listeners to please give us a friendly rating.
Yes. Emphasis on friendly.
Friendly. If it's unfriendly, go ahead and email us. I'm happy to set up a conversation with you to kind of discuss our issues. So our email in that case is idletalkpod@gmail.com. And you can also visit us on our content directory, idletalkpod.uwu.ai. So for this first episode of our comeback and also our kind of first episode of the year, we wanted to kind of just take a quick check-in to see how our hosts are doing. So explain why we've been gone for so long and we've missed our listeners very much. Ashley, did you want to start us off?
Sure. I edit the podcast and in mid-October, I delivered a little cute boy So I was on maternity leave for like 3 months, and I just got back to work this past month, back on a regular schedule, and I don't know, I'm living the mom life.
Yeah, yeah.
K-pop mom life. I was a K-pop mom at first to like 12 sons, and now I have a real life son. So it's just like coming full circle. But yeah, it's been hard, but it's been rewarding.
Awesome. Good. Great, Chris.
I got married. Ooh. So I got married mid-August.
Yeah.
So starting the wife life, learning all the Korean traditions, which is a lot. I constantly mess up my Korean, which I am so sorry to my mother and father-in-law, because I keep forgetting to use the formal Korean when I talk to them, and all they do is just laugh at me, thank God, but I feel like I want to die on the inside, so I'm too scared to talk to Korean to them. But yes, that's the big one.
They're probably telling your husband, like, yo, you need to teach her the formality, because in the long run, this is not cool.
I think it's just because when I do practice my Korean, it's always to him. So, like, obviously, I don't use the formal stuff. So that's what my brain, like, automatically reverts to. It's not that I don't know. It's just that it's more, like, reflex, because I only practice with him. It's, yeah.
If in doubt, use the yo. That's it.
Yeah, I know. And, yeah. Well, like I said, I die on the inside.
Yes. But it's good. So we are missing Casey today. So shout out to Casey. And
we miss you.
Given our comeback now, we will be kind of regularly recording again. And we're really excited to kind of engage with our listeners on the pod, but also on the Instagram more. So please, please do look out for us. And before we get too deep into 2022.
What's new with you, Nathan?
Yeah, Nathan.
What's new with me?
Skip over your update.
What's new with me? Let's see. I'm supporting my Nunas in basically every aspect of their lives and living vicariously through their adult lives. I guess I've been going through kind of like a life job transition as well, finishing up grad school and starting the professor life next year. So.
Yay.
To my future students, I hope you never find this. but
we're gonna find you.
I'm wrapping actually up a 6-year graduate school program, which has been majority of my 20s, which is really sad.
6 year, like a master's to PhD program.
Yeah, that's what I was in.
Oh my god!
So you have your master's and your PhD.
Yeah. So I'm finishing that up and I'm starting a new life, but I'm not leaving the K-pop behind. No way.
Yeah.
Good.
So good. I'm super excited to continue on with you all and have fun with you and all of our listeners. But yeah, we wanted to do a little bit of a recap before we went into our 2022 and do a little 2021 roundup. So I'll just go ahead and give kind of like a very, very brief overview on kind of different metrics of what the charts kind of showed, who did well, what the music show wins kind of look like, what the album sales kind of look like, and then we'll kind of have a discussion on what we thought were some of the highlights of 2021. So I'll go ahead and start with some really awesome albums, and in doing so, I'll highlight some of the boy groups that were very successful in 2021. So, of course, we have our global icon star group, BTS, yes. Releasing a physical for their single Butter. We have our pod favorite. Sorry, we're not supposed to, like, say that so bluntly, right?
but I think they know by now.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Are we really hiding anything?
We had Sticker from NCT sell 2,500,000 albums, followed by their little brother group. I don't know if they're little brothers anymore. They're all grown up. But we had NCT Dream sell 200,100,000 albums for Hot Sauce. And then we had really strong performance from Seventeen as well. So they're showing really really strong signs of continuing and dominating kind of the boy group scene with Ataka and Your Choice, which was their album and also their repackage. And then we had a brief kind of interlude and reappearance by EXO, Don't Fight the Feeling, at 1,300,000 albums. And then, of course, I would say, like, wrapping it up for this chart, at least for albums, we had EXO Baekhyun solo Bombi sell 1 million, which was probably the highest solo seller of the entire year. So boy groups obviously dominate the album charts, but girl groups dominate the digital charts because they're just like streamable songs, bops on bops on bops on bops. So Celebrity did really well from IU. We had the renaissance of Roland from Brave Girls. So we'll see what they have in store for us in 2022? Of course, we had Next Level, which took Korea by the storm, to put it lightly. A pod favorite, Dun Dun Dance. So shout out to Gabe. They did really well. And then also songs like Weekend by Taeyeon. Shout out to her because she's releasing an album this month. So I'm looking forward to what she's doing as well. But lots and lots and lots of girl group hits. So I think I'll just like ping it over to the two hosts that we have today. What were some of your kind of favorite digital releases and full album releases that you kind of thought kind of were your highlight in 2021?
For me, aespa.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes.
They won me over completely. I was so hesitant with Black Mamba, and then I don't know what it was that just, I think I was working out and then it just came on and I was sold. And then Next Level had me extra sold, and then Savage is another. So just aespa, good job. And that's that. Normally, I think my New Year's resolution last year was to listen to more girl groups. Huh. And I think aespa helped with that, because I'm for sure more on the girl groups streaming now.
Yeah, for sure. I, like everyone else, did not like aespa at the beginning, but they've really grown on me. Like, they were one of the highlights for me in 2021.
Mm-hmm. Really hard to, like, say anything really about aespa after 2021. Because they really only had one song, right?
Yeah.
So
they
was
on
like
the Blackpink strategy.
I mean, they were on the Blackpink strategy through Next Level, two releases. But if they had a concert, I'd be there. Two songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
just putting that on the record. But I think for me as well, like they had, you know, three really huge hits, like Boom, Boom, Boom. Right. Yes. And usually groups are like Boom Boom, kind of like, oops, didn't hit it. Mm-hmm. Like, but they have just been going for it. And then they released their mini album. So I think that they had really great hits this year. Ashley, sorry, I cut you off.
Well, I was just going to go off some other groups that I really liked. I have a lot of notes about some moments about music and some moments about K-dramas from 2021.
Ooh, okay.
So, I mean, I'll start with music.
Okay.
So, some of my notes were, I loved Bambi, Baekhyun's Goodbye album, right before he and Chanyeol left for the military, RIP.
I think I had that play at my wedding for you.
Bambi?
Yeah, I think I put it on
either Bambi or Candy.
And I was like, I'm putting this on here for Ashley.
Yes. I remember the like slow vibey dinner music that you had.
Yeah.
Yeah, love it was that. Awesome.
I have two comments about Baekhyun. One is that I think my favorite vocal song of all of 2021 was on this mini album, which was like, was it All I Ask? Something about that. There was another ballad song that he had come up with, and it was just like amazing. His vocals are just unparalleled. Mm-hmm. And what I like also best about him is that the Dream Boys just love him so much.
Dude, yeah. Especially Haechan.
Yes. I mean, that's like, oh, sorry. It's not All I Ask. That's from literally all Fountain of the Opera.
Oh my God.
It's All I Got. Yes. Sorry. Go ahead. Especially Haechan.
Yeah. I remember watching, I think it was right before the Hello Future comeback, where they all the Dreamies went to that cabin and filmed that, yeah, like, cabin thing. And that was the weekend that they filmed it was the weekend that Beckett came out with Bambi. And Haechan was, like, on replay, playing it while they were filming. It was awesome.
He's like, it's 6 o'clock. Is it out yet? Mark's like, what about the music video? Yes. And then they all proceed to singing it together.
Love it.
That was a good album.
I'm surprised that the EXO album sold really well because they created that album after Chanyeol and Baekhyun left for the military.
That was like a, hey, here's a thing. All right, yeah, we're going back.
Yeah. Number one, they had Lay come back for it too.
That's true.
Right. Like, oh my God, the CGI Lay.
Yeah, so maybe that's what pushed it over. Remind me, was Baekhyun and Chanyeol in that video? They were, right?
They were all, yeah.
Okay.
All of them.
So maybe it was because, like, here we have EXO all together again.
Oh, definitely. And they're kind of timeless. So, I mean, I got to give a shout out to mini album Dio Rose.
Yes.
I put on repeat all the time. It was definitely one of my favorite albums the entire year. So
yeah. Wait, hold on. Did you guys see that Kai posted on his Instagram? I don't know if it was a TikTok or something on his Instagram where, like, he had this, like, sort of animation around him, but in the background he was playing Lotto.
Oh.
The Lunar New Year.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. That makes a lot of sense.
One of those.
Yeah.
The, like, really chaotic beginning, and then he starts lip singing.
It was really cute.
That was a TBT. I was not expecting that to happen. Like, Lotto.
Speaking of Kai, we got a concept change completely from Kai this time around with Lil Peaches.
Yes.
A little more sensual, but not overly showy? Question mark?
I don't know. I mean, that comeback, it was a good song, whatever, but it just felt to me like he was trying to ride the Justin Bieber Peaches hype wave, you know what I mean?
I get it. Like, because when you think of Peaches, you're going to think, like, Georgia Peaches, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I think of Justin Bieber's song Peaches.
Yeah. any other, oh wait, didn't you say that you were, okay, what about your dramas, Ashley?
Well, let me finish about my music. So I have two more comments. One of them is about GOT7. I feel like what is it called when they break up, but they're not really breaking, like, when GOT7 ended their contract with JYP, I feel like that was the best thing that could have happened to them because all of their solo work was amazing last year.
And they did a lot.
Yeah, wow. They did. I mean, Bam Bam is killing it. He has that new song with Seulgi. Mm-hmm. JB over at J Park's label is making some vibey music. So is Yugyeom. And then who else do
Young
we have?
Young Jay.
Young Jay over at Rain's label.
Oh, he's at Rain's.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with him, but I know.
Well, he did a mini album.
Yeah, he did. And then Mark here in LA
with
doing
88 Rising.
Yeah, with 88 Rising. I was
Shang-Chi soundtrack. Hello. Yes,
that's like global, you know, like,
yeah,
and that's with a huge brand, Marvel. Yeah, that's just amazing. Like, I was honestly not expecting to have him on the Shang-Chi album, but, like,
it was a really good song too.
Yeah,
I enjoyed
with
it
with BB. That album is also amazing too. Tangent, but, like, that album is amazing. Please listen to it. And then my last update is about NCT. I think they had a good year. They had an amazing year. What my note says is NCT had an amazing year. So many comebacks saw the return of Mark to Dream. The only issue that I had with NCT is, what the fuck are they doing with my child Shitaro? Like,
he's NCT just Hollywood.
No. Or NCT Japan. Like, what are they doing with him? Or,
NCT and, like, Japan, I would love him and Yuta and maybe some addition of some other members.
Like, what? I just don't understand. Like, he entered in 2020.
Right. Or like, and it's 2022 now.
And it's 2022 and they haven't given him any work besides, like, the whole group NCT.
Yeah, I felt like that was kind of strange that they weren't added to a unit. But I think maybe they were just overwhelmed with so much stuff, right? I mean, it's like, okay, Wavy was super active this year. Well, I don't know about Lucas or whatever, but they were very active this year. Like, 127 was really active this year. Dream was really active this year. Like, how much more could they have, like, put forth? I think maybe it could have been the problem. But also, maybe they're just trying to build, like, some kind of individual brand because, like, Shitaro was still out there doing, like, content stuff, and then also Sung-chan was doing Inkigayo, right? So he's on media every week, right? So I think maybe they're just laying some kind of foundation, but I have obviously no idea because NCT could throw us in loops a lot because there's so many combinations of everything. I will say that, like, I think NCT had a really great year. You know, they won some of the biggest awards in the end of the year shows. I think something that I would have really loved to see a little bit more of was, and this was like a totally a time problem, they didn't promote NCT 2021 as they did with 2020.
Yeah.
And
I agree with that.
Like, I would have loved to see more intermixing. I would have loved to see, and we still got it, but I don't think there was as strong of like a group factor, a full group factor like we saw in 2020. But I think individually with the groups, they all like really made their mark. So,
I was listening to another K-pop podcast and they were talking about NCT and SM and all of the like intermixing of the groups for their winter album, and they compared that winter album to the Marvel universe, and they were calling it the SMCU.
That's actually really good.
I mean, but that is what this Kwangya idea is, though, right? That everything is like interconnected, and that all paths will lead back to something interconnected with something else. SM. Right.
I thought Kwangya was just the name of their headquarters.
Yeah, but like it makes appearances in all of like their like it makes appearances in all of like the lyrics and like different songs from every single like SM group.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
So like there's some kind of allusion back. If you're into like one group, you'll like be pulled in to the universe from like another group. Right. Mm-hmm. But did anyone watch the SM concert that came out at the end of 2021?
I did.
How was it?
It was so good. I loved all the different. Oh, wait, hold on. No, let me retrace my thought. Go back. I loved the transitions between stage to stage this time. Like, it felt like one big movie. Like, there was one scene where I think it went from Shiny or Minnow, it went from Shiny to TVXQ, and so then you see this scene of like Minnow driving in a sports car to deliver some briefcase to Changmin, and then like once Changmin performs, then Minnow leaves and goes over to the Shiny station. I don't know, but it was very well produced. Like it was a whole big movie this time.
Wow.
Yeah. And like their stages, it wasn't just a stage. Like you can tell that they were like, I'm thinking of an equivalent like at the Universal Studios backlot where they're using like many different locations and different settings in order for the performances of each song.
I didn't catch like all of it, but what I also thought was that it was, from what I saw, it was like much more well like put together, tight knit, produced. Like when things are like fully online, right? You can really make magic happen, right? Mm-hmm. When things are fully like in person, a lot of magic happens too. But I think what happened in the end of the 2020 concert was that people were still learning like really how to put things together. And I think that they really learned a lot in terms of how to make this concert work in at the end of 2021.
Because I think even, I think it was the Shiny stage. I'm pretty sure it was the Shiny stage because each of the three members, and Taemin is not there, but, you know, the remaining three members are in different parts of their careers right now. Mm-hmm. But I think, I'm almost positive their stage was fully CGI, but it didn't seem like it.
Mm. What do you mean?
Like, I'm pretty sure they were filmed at different parts wherever they are in Korea or wherever they are. You know, they're each doing their own thing. So obviously they don't want to mix because like COVID contact tracing or whatever.
Yeah.
But I remember the camera would never have them together in one shot. They would always be their own shot individually.
Hmm.
Interesting. So was it live?
It wasn't live.
It was pieced together. So it was like a live performance, but it was like pieced together. So
they
that
for sure record this.
It was a pre-record for sure.
Yeah. Oh, so it was a pre-record of the whole concert, and then they just streamed it live.
They streamed it live, which is why that's how they did it on Instagram and like all of those other streaming platforms, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all they did was press play, but like it was a performance that was specifically new for that concert.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, I really liked the collabs. Like, has anyone listened to Zoo? Like, Zoo is really awesome.
Yes.
Just like aespa, NCT, like mix. Like, this is kind of what I needed. And then like aespa did the title track. There was a new... I've seen that on Instagram and question mark TikTok a lot, but I've seen it on Instagram. I'm not on TikTok, but I've seen it on a lot of reels with aespa's Dreams Come True challenge that everyone's been doing, including the original makers of that song, which was like pretty cool to see.
Really?
Yeah. And then
speaking of the original makers of that song,
go ahead.
BoA in that original group?
No, she's not.
She's a solo artist.
She's a standalone, which is why she's like the goddess, right?
Oh, because if you look at the writing credits of Dream.
Oh, I don't know if she wrote it, but she's not in the original lineup. Yeah, she's not in the original.
Oh, yeah. So I was looking at the writing credits for aespa's Dreams Come True, and BoA is listed there.
Oh.
I was thinking, like, was BoA an original writer of this song? But, okay, actually...
But that's interesting that she's on the, like, credit for the, like, producing or writing. Which makes sense because now she's, producing, like, directing. Yeah, yeah she's, like, directing.
Maybe she helped produce... So she has music credit on the aespa version. So maybe she has, like...
There were new parts that were added.
Or maybe, like, a new composite... Like, she helped make the new composition.
She made it, like, more modern... You know, so that was like really cool to see. And then also I just love to hear like the updated yearly version of SM's Hope Song, which this time heavily featured a lot of NCT members this time, but also had the renaissance of a lot of older senior members, which I thought was really cool.
In past winter songs, did they have two members or like two people singing together? From different groups?
I think sometimes they would sing together. Like, I remember, like, what? Shin Dong from Super Junior would always, like, rap with Hyo.
Oh. But here, this new one, because there are so many people in the SMCU now.
The SMCU. It,
like, I felt like they were having two people sing at the same time just to, like, fit in as many people as they could in the song.
That makes sense because they just have so big of a lineup.
Yes, they really do.
And what's scary is that like a lot of their artists are still inactive, like in the military. So it's like when people leave, people will come back. Like, it's kind of like that cycle now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this turned into a SM concert review. So let's...
I have one more update, and it's okay, about yes, K-dramas. Please. Last year, I didn't really watch a lot of K-dramas just because, like, since I was pregnant, I was trying to consume as much, like, baby content as I could. But the one drama that I did watch was Squid Games. Uh-huh. And I remember,
what,
like...
What a choice.
I know. It was, like, I remember... Everyone in the entire world had watched the drama, and I was really putting it off for some reason. I think because Sammy told me there was, like, killing, and I was, maybe because I was, like, hormonal, I didn't want to see people die.
That makes sense.
And I didn't want to see blood.
As you were about to give life, yeah.
Yeah, and Sammy was like, no, it's fine, like, it's not, like, disgusting. I mean, it was still kind of disgusting, but, like, it's not, like, gory, like, horror movie, like, type. I mean, kind of. But, I mean, it didn't feel like an action, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, I think it was, like, maybe 2 months after Squid Games came out, I finally watched it, and I watched it all in one day.
Oh my God.
Well, awesome. You're probably not alone in that one.
Yeah, well, maybe actually. 2 days, because I think it's, like, 16 episodes.
No, it's short. It was, like, less 10?
No.
Eight.
I'm pretty sure
it's, like, in the high digit. Is it?
It's short.
I think it was, like, 8 episodes.
There was only, like, six games. Like, it was short.
That's true. Yeah.
Anyways.
But that drama was really good.
Oh, that's good. I watched a handful of dramas, but I think my favorite one from last year, and it coincides with, like, I just really love OSTs. So Hospital Playlist, the second season, was just phenomenal for me. And it's also, like, they throw back a lot of songs. They remake a lot of songs. I feel like, actually, in the K-pop world, like, a lot of remakes are happening, right? And it kind of introduces me to some, like, 90s hits or whenever these were, like, brought out. But, like, for example, Espo had been doing that. A lot of SM, like, remakes are happening. But also, like Joy had a full album, which was just remakes of songs, right? So I feel like that's actually, like, becoming more of a staple, like, in K-pop, which is super cool. Like, 2020 listeners, 2010 listeners, like, or, like, recent listeners can be exposed to, like, older things, which I thought was pretty cool. But Hospital Playlist was on my list. All right. Well, what about... Okay, so let me go ahead and go over music show wins then. So what I'll do is just list off... There's so many really good winners. And, like, I'm just looking at this list and it's amazing. All of these songs that I'm about to talk about had what we call a triple crown, which means that they won on a music show at least 3 times. So, again, Brave Girls Rollin', Queendom, Red Velvet, Savage by aespa, Permission to Dance, BTS, Lilac, IU, Strawberry Moon, IU, which was probably my favorite of her releases this year, Hot Sauce, shout out to the 7 Boys, and then... Sticker, which was the first song since 101's Energetic to sweep all the music shows in 1 week, which was a pretty big accomplishment. Also, the girl group that had the most number of the girl group song that had the most number of wins was G Idol, which probably was not really on a lot of people's radar, but that was, like, a big hit back in January of 2021. And then, of course, the highest number of wins this year, Celebrity, and, of course, Butter. So,
lols.
What did you all think? Well, what did you all think of the concert at the end of the year, what BTS did at SoFi, and just any general thoughts about their year 2021?
Okay, when they first announced their concert, I was so confused. Because it made it sound like it was going to be a virtual concert, which I guess it ended up being that way in the YouTube theater. But I was so confused when they first announced it. I was like, oh, this is just a virtual concert. And then, like, as more information came out that it was an actual concert, then I was like, okay, I liked it. I loved being in that atmosphere again. They always put on a really good show.
Mm-hmm. What level of seats did you have?
I had, I think it was the C level, the suite. I had the same seats that Sammy did on the first day. She and I were like on opposite sides of the stage. Oh,
like 100 level.
Yeah. Nice. So it was very good.
It was like also like a best of concert. So it was like they weren't doing a lot of B-sides. They were mostly doing like really hard hitting, like people knew them.
Yeah.
Which was like exciting.
They didn't play a few of my favorite songs. Like they didn't play Mic Drop, which I was very upset about. I didn't get to hear Spring Day, although I'm glad that Nathan did.
I did. I know
Nathan loves that more.
Yes.
Okay.
Did we see Blood, Sweat, and Tears?
Yes, but it wasn't the full thing. It was, again, it was like a best of, so they had to fit in everything, right?
You know what I miss, too? I miss Anpan Man.
Mm. I miss that one, too, with the inflatables.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
I missed that one. So there's a few songs that I would have loved to listen. But they did play a lot of their songs from B?
Yeah,
B
they did.
Was their latest album. Yeah, which was nice. And I'm glad that I got to see Yoongi in the face and fall in love. He looked at me right in the eyes. Like we locked gazes and... I came home and I told Peter, I think we're going to get a divorce.
I really liked how they did the little, where they stand in the cart and like tour around the stadium. It's very like Tokyo Dome or like the dome in Korea. And they they didn't do that at the...
Well, normally they don't have the infrastructure to... Like, the stadiums are not built like that in, I don't know, I mean, in Los Angeles, I don't know what they look like.
Can't they just, like, arrange the seating to make it like that, though?
They could, but, like, if you think about it at Rose Bowl is just so damn huge. And as your Instagram story showed, there's people pushing those carts.
Yeah, there were. They're dragging them with, a rope.
I actually did not know that until Ashley posted it on her story, and I was like, "Oh, that's how they were moving." Like I thought it was
motorized. Cars.
Shout out to all the people making the shows happen that we don't see.
Seriously, but like, can you imagine doing that at the Rose Bowl when it's so big?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
SoFi is huge. Yeah, it's just it's just more natural to have like someone. It, like, works. In Rose Bowl, it wouldn't work. Because you can't rearrange the seats. They're bleachers.
Yeah. I think SoFi is, like, not necessarily smaller, but it goes higher. Like, there's more higher levels in SoFi than Rose Bowl. It's, like, big and it goes out.
Right. And, like... And, like, the polling wouldn't work because it moves outward. Versus if it moves vertically, you can still see them. Yeah. So... Yeah, I thought, you know, I'm really glad that they were able to do that before the second kind of crazy wave that we went through with COVID. So it was kind of like right in the nick of time, right? And I feel like them coming here actually relieved a lot of people's, like uplifted a lot of people's spirits, actually.
Yeah.
So
definitely. I'm glad at least they got COVID after the concerts and not because of the concerts.
Mm. Yeah.
Or at least, who was it? Yoongi, Jin, RM.
Jimin.
As of recent. Yeah.
As of recent.
I think that's it, right?
I mean, yeah. I'm thinking about the K idols within the last 2 weeks that have been hit. Because
it's like almost everyone. Like
every, yeah. I mean, like, Asia's Omicron wave came after us. So they're taking it now versus, everyone. Well, I don't know what the data shows, but, like, in LA, like, the cases are, like, sharply declining, right? Yeah. So it's just because it's moved across to another part of the world, which, you know, hopefully they stay safe out there. But we're rooting for them. I don't want to, like, make light of the situation, but, like, I hear, like, every single day almost, like, new person has COVID, K-Idol, right?
Yeah.
I'm just, like, wondering how NCT has avoided it, because, like, there's just so many of them. And, like, they would seem like the group that was most prone to it.
They're bubbled together.
Something is going right, so keep doing it!
Yeah. The NBA did it during the end, like, to finish the season in 2020.
The championship, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they stayed bubbled. There was no COVID cases. I wouldn't be surprised if NCT's doing that, and it's, hey.
Okay, stay tight. No more Adam members. Yeah, just leave it. More. Leave it in for a little bit. no more Adam. Does anyone else have any other highlights they wanted to share in 2021? I would say if you can name one artist group that you thought was artist of the year for you, who would it be and why?
I don't have an artist of the year, but I really, really, really need to acknowledge Ten and Paint Me Naked. Like, we must acknowledge that song. Like, it, like, how, wow.
Dude, yeah. Like, we must acknowledge that, whole, that song, that the outfit. Comeback.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I mean, it spicy. Wasn't like a comeback. I don't even know what that was. Like, it was...
Well, it was supposed to be the Wavy projects. Yeah.
It was like the precursor to the Wavy album that didn't get released because of the drum.
Hashtag jalapeno, where are you?
Uh-oh.
I think 2022 will see the revival of Lucas.
I hope so. I mean... I feel like, I mean, I told you guys this when Universe came out. If with Lucas gone, it felt as though something was missing. Because, like, there isn't that person in NCT who is that fuckboy eye candy.
I need to say sexually attracted.
Like, I mean, it's like fuckboy. You know, like, they need that one person.
Like, not even Johnny, right? They don't sell it. They don't sell Johnny like that in the big group.
Which... I think he tries, but we know that at the end of the day, Johnny's a big teddy bear.
Yeah, he is. And Lucas is not a teddy bear. He's just... No. There's just another... What?
I said he's mean. He's mean.
Well, okay, you could debate that with the netizens online.
No, I like it. It's fine.
Yeah, me too.
Netizens, please, 5 stars only. If you have a pickle with Ashley, email us.
Yes, email. We're happy to set up a Zoom meeting with you. We'll discuss. Okay, Ashley, who was your... What was the artist of the year for you? Boy or girl? Or and? Let's do both.
So, boy group for me would probably be... I don't know. I mean, it's always NCT. If I had to pick a boy group, though, I feel like it would be BTS.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, like, BTS, I know it's a controversial topic, but since BTS only came out with English songs, but I don't know. Those songs were bops. And I listened to Butter, like, still to this day. Butter was also one of Teddy's, like, favorite songs to listen to make him stop crying. So there was a part where I listened to it like every single day, every hour of the day. Like, and it's still a bop. So they were my boy group. I know NCT had a good year, but Butter, it was a bop.
Okay.
Yeah. And then my girl group of the year has to be aespa.
I think they completely just, they're at the top of the girl group game right now. Like, as clear for me, as clear as BTS or NCT is at the top of boy groups, that's what aespa is in my book. I don't
100%. Wow, not even Red Velvet.
Well, for me personally,
but I guess of the year, right?
Yeah, like for me personally, I think Red Velvet actually will have a really good year. Like, I think they laid like a lot of foundation for a really good year next year, because a lot of it was like recovery for them, right? As a group, like Wendy had come out. Well, I mean, they were super active. Wendy's like DJing on a radio show like almost like every week, every day. So she's like very public. The other members are out there doing a lot of good things too, and they came out with like a huge hit, Queendom, right? So I think that, like, hopefully I'm crossing my fingers for a full-length studio album for them in 2022, because I feel like this year, like, they needed to prove themselves that they weren't going stale as like a solid group. And I think that they proved mm-hmm. that. So I think that they're going to continue. And I'm really looking forward to what they have in store. So yes, Red Velvet will always have a special place in my heart. So yes, and I've got to give a shout out to my artist of the year, which was solidly 7 NCT Dream. Like those 7 yes. kids are a force to be reckoned with. And if I don't say that enough on the pod, that is it again. So I'll leave it there. But they are a force to be reckoned yes. with in this industry. And if, like, I know that there are very passionate people from every group. Like, I met really wonderful 80s fans at the Eric Nam concert, and they were like, 80s deserves their moment in the spotlight, and they don't. Okay, and I see you.
Dude, 80s is getting their moment in the spotlight. They're killing it.
They are. So, maybe, like, what?
Yeah. Go ahead. Well, I was thinking, like, maybe not. They don't have their moment in Korea, but definitely, like, internationally, global. They're getting mm-hmm. their moment.
Yes, I agree. So I guess, like, we can transition to, like, what are you looking forward to in 2022? Anything that has already kind of perked your interest, and things that kind of you're most looking forward to?
Y'all know my Big Bang comeback is coming.
It is in the spring, right?
Yeah. Which, what spring to them? March, April, May?
Kind of ambiguous.
I guess that's the not quarter. What's it called? Or yeah, that's the quarter. March, April, May. Spring, I'm excited for GD Opa to come out of hiding with, what else am I looking forward? I'm looking forward to more concerts. I'm really excited to have more K-pop concerts in 2022.
Yeah, there already are so many that are being announced. Like, we have Epic High in April. One of my K-pop friends here in Phoenix, she wants to go see One Us. One Us is coming to Phoenix, random, but it's happening. Mm-hmm. I saw PH1 announced a tour. And then
P1 Harmony?
Wait, what the fuck did I just say?
Like, you said pH acid.
No, pH1 is a, it's like an R&B.
I know who you're
talking
about.
Yeah, it's like
about.
An K-R&B artist.
Oh, okay. You meant the boy group though, right?
I meant P1 Harmony. That's exactly what I meant. Wow.
PH1 is the rapper.
Yeah, PH1 is a rapper. Yeah, I meant P1 Harmony.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, they have a tour, and they're not stopping in Phoenix, but they're stopping in like LA and San Jose. I don't really stand them, but if I were in LA, I would go because I'm taking every opportunity to go to every show that I can to make up for lost time.
That is true. No, I'm completely there with you. Like, I will go to events that to learn, educate me,
to learn.
I want persuade me. You know, like, I only know one song from them, and it's Ring, Ring, Ring. And they performed Ring, 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 but they only performed the English version that was not released. It was so random, because, like, everybody knows Ring, 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 and, like, everyone knows the lyrics to it, but no one could sing the lyrics to it because they sang the unreleased English version. Like, what the fuck? But anyway, yeah. I'm sad that we didn't get tickets to Twice. We tried really hard for that. I even considered going to New York. Remember, we talked about that.
I would have been there, man.
Yes.
I was not expecting it to sell out so quickly, honestly. Like, I don't know.
I'm not surprised at this point. Every K-pop band can sell, basically. Like, period. Because there are very passionate fans everywhere.
My students were trying to buy Twice tickets in class. They're like, Miss, can you please just excuse us?
And what did you do? And you're like, no?
I said only if you buy my ticket. But they still tried and they didn't get it.
Dude, that like reminds me of my high school teacher that was like, you can't eat in class, but if you eat in class, you have to share with me. Like, All right. Ashley, what are you looking forward to in 2022?
Besides concerts, what I'm looking forward to is the rise of JYP artists. Specifically, Twice, Stray Kids, and the new girl group. I forget.
Which is coming soon, right?
Yes, very soon.
Oh, no, that's not. Just kidding. I said IVE. Is IVE JYP?
No, they're. No.
Oh, I'm looking forward to ITZY's future too, but let me just back up and start with Twice. So Twice, as we know, has been going on like an English kick, and they've been doing really well with it, actually. I mean, they had, what is it, Alcohol Free is actually Korean, but like they had The Feels, and that was a bop. So I'm just looking forward to this like Western like music shift, you know? It's fun. I like it. And I like that I could sing along. For Stray Kids, they were on Kingdom and they won the program. So as a result, they have a lot more fans. I don't know if it's international fans or domestic fans, just fans in general. So I'm hoping they ride that hype wave to, I don't know, like become more popular. Like, I just want more people to know about them. Maybe they can tour in the United States and have a bigger venue.
Well, I mean, like, they have, like, huge mega views. And they sell a lot of albums. So where's the growth going to happen for them?
Dude, I know.
Because, like, you can't get more... I mean, I feel like they have saturated growth for music views and they have, like, huge album sales. So I feel like they're really successful.
I don't know. Maybe they can get another member on like Music Core as a
like DJ. More exposure.
Yeah, because the only exposure that they had prior to Kingdom was like Hyunjin on
Show Music Core.
Yeah, Show Music Core. So Hyunjin wasn't on the program, and now like all the other members are familiar with like the general public. So now that like each member has their own like popularity, maybe, I don't know, they can just become more popular as individuals and as a whole. They don't have to ride the Hyunjin wave, the club train, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, okay, speaking of, I'll let you return. Okay, well, actually I have two related comments. One is a JYP artist came up on my YouTube recommended today, and I listened to it and I forgot how much I liked them. And I always kind of say this, and I think Casey called me out one time and she was like, are you just gonna stan them or not? And I was like, I don't know. And I like kind of made a decision today. I was like, damn, I really like Day 6. And like,
oh
yes,
like they are probably, for me, like they're one of the most talented like groups in JYP. If not, like they're just really talented. Like no comparisons, right?
Yeah.
They have like bop on bop on bop. They do. They have like some emotional rock hits that just like they're really good. And I just like had forgotten how much I liked them. So I want to see what they continue slash. Are they going to continue?
About Day 6. I know that
That's what I'm saying.
They're going to continue.
They're like a sleeper hit, you know?
I've been sleeping on them. Even after I give them hype, like, once every year. Like, I still sleep on them after the pod that I bring them up. But, like, I'm going to listen to, like, I'm going to be, like, more, like, rabbit hole with them. I want to see, like, what they've done, like, prior to and...
Yes.
I want to follow
them. How nice of you. Especially after... Not how nice, like... I'm pitying them, but like, especially after the whole chaos that they have right now with Jay leaving.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
what?
I'm glad Jay left Day 6. I think he terminated his contract with JYP.
Yeah. I think I had heard that too, right?
Yeah. Oh. And then he made some comment about Jimin or Jamie Park. It's kind of bad. He's going rogue.
What did he say?
He said some very not nice things.
We'll look it up later. Wow, I do. Yeah. Firstly,
it was very bad. She like responded in like very very upset.
Let's just say like derogatory comments.
That's sad.
Yeah.
So,
okay, I won't speak about his character, but their music up until that was very good.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're giving them love.
Things now, like, I know one member is One Pill.
One Pill is like supposed to come out with a solo album this month, but then got COVID, so he's postponing it.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that Jay left Day 6 and there was drama. Like, yeah, where
Day
was 6 I?
Is Jay leaves the band and JYP Entertainment. Also sparsed in with a lot of headlines about derogatory comments about Jamie. So, anyways, I wasn't trying to bring life to that. But you're right.
My bad.
It cannot be spoken without that. So, I'm interested to see what happens to that group. I'm going to report back.
Yay! Maybe I'll join you.
Something that I'm also looking forward to is the reconfiguration of GFriend, which is coming up with a three-girl band, which is Seungbi, Eunha, and... Oh, goodness. Oh, no! Oh, no! The Mangnae! I forgot her name. Eunji! Okay, yeah. The three of them are going to be in a band. They all just had COVID, too, right before their debut. Thank God it wasn't during their debut week. but they're coming back with... Or they're debuting with a new group and a new name. And a very mature concept, it looks like. So I'm looking forward to what they're doing. And also, one of the members... Yuju just debuted under Kong Daniel's label, which was really exciting.
Why don't I know this? So Kong Daniel has one other artist under him?
Yeah, and her name is Yuju, and she was a GFriend member. It's interesting that, like, he's trying to, like, build, right? And he's not just trying to build as an artist, he's trying to build as, like, a...
CEO, businessman, mogul, entrepreneur? Yes,
he can do it. He has such a positive reputation, like, in Korea.
Dude, like, he's doing it all. He's acting now. You know, he's on a Disney Plus, like, movie, TV show, whatever that is.
I heard about that.
Oh.
Like, the Police Academy one.
Yes. I need to watch that.
Yeah. There's a lot of things going on. You had mentioned Kingdom, right, Ashley? Something that also I was thinking about was who was really going to get that bump from Kingdom, right? I think Stray Kids has gotten a bump. Like, didn't they release after the show and it was like, they're sold a whole bunch of albums and like lots of views on their music video, right? But also I saw that B2B is coming back in full force in the month of February. So I really think, and I don't know if this is controversial. Actually, this is controversial because from my conversation with the fans that I met, the 80s stands that I met at Eric Nam, they were pissed about the Kingdom result. Because they were telling us about it.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, like 80s, like, weren't they on Kingdom? They're like, yeah, they were robbed. Like, they were like, that's what they, okay. Well, you take it up with them. But what I'm trying to say is...
robbed.
Okay. what I was going to say is I think that one of the biggest winners of that is probably going to be, and we'll see probably this month, B2B. Because it was really about, like, the journey, right? As, like, them being, like, a very veteran group, but kind of fading out into the spotlight and, like huge kind of popularity wave kind of hit them on the show, right? So I'm trying to see how they do, what music they come up with. Are they going to stick with their ballad kind of style? Are they going to come out with a more poppy hit? Like, I think the world is kind of theirs. I think they're kind of free to play around with what they want.
Yeah, that's exciting.
And also it looks like Taeyeon is going to be the MC of Queendom 2. So,
dude, yes.
I'm in.
I'm in too.
Also, give me my Girls' Generation comeback. I know all you girls are in Korea right now.
Oh.
15-year anniversary Girls' Generation comeback in 2022. We'll see. We'll see if it happens. I asked for it last year, but it didn't happen. But 14, I guess, is a strange year, I guess. But there's some signs of life there. So,
If Big Bang could come back, so could Girls' Generation.
That's true. We're seeing all these like second gen groups kind of just make it back again, which is really exciting. All right. Well, we'll just see what happens. We're really glad to be back, to be kind of in the discussion about K-pop and K-culture again. So please stay with us, to the listeners. And if you have any other topics that you'd like us to cover in depth this year, please do let us know on Instagram or Twitter at @LTalkPod and also on our email. So until next time, thank you all for listening, and we'll talk to y'all later. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.